Well, is this a ritual every morning to go to Bob Kerr to White House? The guy has no information.
It is a great ritual.
He has no information. Well, okay. All right, here we go. All right.
He is
the man.
The man. He's the man.
I like him.
Great way to set the table.
Absolutely. All right, fine. Here he is.
The lead off is
all right, here he is with all this new information. Bob Kerr to White House. Good morning, Bob.
You always say I have nothing to tell you that you couldn't know some other way.
By reading the New York Times, you have no information.
Okay, every week we tell you about these breakfasts the president has with congressional leaders.
I got something for breakfast for you.
Right?
Yeah.
What does he eat?
Well, who the hell knows?
Well, see.
That's a pretty good point. Never mind. I apologize.
He eats cereal, and he has it before everybody else comes in.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, and then everybody else orders from the menu. Trent Lott, for example, they say he orders what they call a full load, and that's coffee, juice, eggs, toast, and grits. See? Okay. See? Well, did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. No, very good, and I apologize.
Well, I'll tell you something else. There is a column in the Washington Post this morning by Charles Krauthammer that the administration is not going to like. I hear you talking about the Pete Hamill column.
Yeah.
But this one, Krauthammer says, as others have started to say, that the war is not going well, that it's been fought with half measures. They're trying to satisfy the diplomats and not the generals. It's tough stuff. He says, nice is nice, but this is war. We can't fight it apologetically, and even the thought of holding fire during Ramadan is beyond belief.
I would say to Charles Jerkhammer that we're 4 weeks into this.
Well, right. That's what the administration is saying. Pretty much just that, but they're not going to like this column. I mean, yesterday they were asked to react to what McCain had said over the weekend about not being able to win this thing unless you put in a significant number of ground troops. And what the president said is, look, I appreciate the suggestions, but that's not our current strategy.
Why didn't the president go to these postal workers' funerals?
It's an interesting question, but you know, that's not the kind of thing he does. I didn't hear quite the beginning of your comments on it, but that was the kind of thing that Bill Clinton did a lot of. It's just the kind of thing that George Bush doesn't do a lot of. I think they think, to a degree, that it's showboating in some cases. It's just not the kind of way he likes to get involved.
Well, no, I'm just reading Pete Hamill's column here this morning, and Pete, that's a bitter column. Bernard thinks he typed it. He typed it with a pair of box cutters, but I mean, just angry, you know.
Well, you know, you mentioned about the Red Cross food warehouse. I guess Pete Hamill brings that up. What they're saying now, apparently, at the Pentagon is that the warehouse was bombed on purpose,
right?
Because the Taliban had gotten a hold of it and was stealing the food.
Well, I guess after you hit it twice, it's probably a good idea to say you meant to do it.
Right.
I should be president or chief of staff, because that's what I would say.
Darn right.
Yeah, you hit it twice, you say, well, yeah, we meant to.
Oh, by the way, we're going to hit it again.
So, all right, Bob. Well, I'm sorry it's mean to you.
Well, no, I...
But it's fun.
We did what we had to do.
Well, and I did what I had to do.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
You both maintained your role.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Bob Kerr, White House correspondent for NBC News, who works about 16 hours a day, incidentally.
Right. Does a fantastic job.
Yeah, he does do a good job. I mean, he's very smart, and he's very good.
Yeah,
and I like him.
For instance, good-looking,
smart, everything you're not.
Yes, he's everything I'm not. You're right. But, well, that's the...
Nice, good-looking, smart.
That's the beauty of this program is that you get to see all of his reporters in a different light. And plus you get the same news you'll get anyplace else. Actually better, probably.